Blog Talk Radio. Come on. open the door.
Bye.
I met him, I was downtown shopping. Walking along, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know. And I looked up and I looked dead into the eyes of the finest man you ever laid eyes on, girl. You wouldn't believe it. Drop top, he was looking good. He smiled at me and I smiled back at him. And I went on about my shopping and he drove on off. Thinking about my shopping and that fine man I just saw. And I looked up and he was standing right behind me. So I didn't want to act like I was afraid or nothing. So he smiled at me and he started hitting on me. And I said, say, mister, I already got a man and he's good to me. So he said, it ain't nothing wrong with having a cup of coffee, baby. And my heart got in the way of my mind. And the devil got into me. And we sat down and he rapped to me over the coffee. And he's telling me all those sweet and innocent things. And you know what? Right there, I lost my heart to him. But now he's gone. And I just want to let him know how I really, really feel. Now I'm sitting here with pencil and paper with tears in my eyes because I still love him. And I just want to let him know, you, oh, you made me leave my happy home. That's what you did. You took my love and now you're gone somewhere. Ever since I fell for you, for you.
Daddy, daddy, daddy. me atraiu o teu canto. Respirei o teu ar, te arranquei do teu cais, me lancei no teu. Descansei nessas ondas.
Yeah. got me going in circles, mama.
One thing to be in love with somebody, but when you're strung out, Lord have mercy, you can't even joke about it. You know, that's the pure, that's the real thing. Grabs you, twists you inside out, all about.
Yes, sir.
Coming out of the mind stream here, we had to go old school on that to tap back into some things, and my brother DJ Gray is with us. Gary, what you think, baby?
Man, when you go back to old school, you think about your first real love, first real heartbreak, first real, you know, your first kid that you ever, you remember all that stuff. It's like, wow.
Yeah, you do.
You know, it's like 40, 50 years later, you're like, okay.
Yeah, right. You know what? There's truth to that. And the reason I named this a Taurus Mind Stream tonight is because I'm going to give a special birthday to my brother Mark, the doctor. He just turned 69, so I know that means life will go by lickety-split if he's not careful. But having said that, all the Taurians I know, and I was around a bunch of them for a long time, we have certain things in common. We are faithful to a fault. We're strong-willed. We are stubborn, all that good shit. But when it's negative stubborn, it's obstinance. Like, yeah, prove me wrong and shit. But if it's positive stubbornness, it's persistence. If I say I'll do something, it will get done. And you say what you mean what you say. But the thing about Taurians that runs across the board is that we are voluptuaries. That means we thrive in an atmosphere of sensual pleasure. And all the things that Epicureans love, good food, good wine, good sex, all that shit. Yes, we love it. And what do we give you in return? We give you our loyalty. That's why betrayal is such a powerful thing when it stings a Taurus heart like that. I had to go back into my bag because when we started this in 1998, before I even had a chance to meet you, I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, and radio station CITR had opened up 24-hour broadcasting. I got taken into the CITR thing. Kudos to my brother, David Love Jones, who pulled me into this. And because of it, I was able to get some things out of my system musically and created my own show after I was first on his show, African Rhythms. That's how the Soul Tree was born. The concept of the mind stream is simply this. We take as many chances to say what we want to say and answer the question in as many ways possible, what is soul? It's a whole lot of things to a whole lot of people. But to me, I've been mixing multi-layered grooves ever since back in the South Bronx with my brothers John Harrison and Keith Hunley and Total Music Concepts Limited. They allowed me, they gave me the mad science laboratory to engage in these things. And now these are so much a part of me that I don't know where I'd be without them. I don't know when music first grabbed you, G, but I know you talked about sitting out there on the porch in an old neighborhood and how much you enjoyed that. You know, I was one of those cats, too. I just didn't have a fire. I didn't have a porch. I had a fire escape. I know what you mean.
All the kids around 85 would come to my house, and they knew what I was getting ready to do. They all be going to my house.
There you go. That's right. See, there's something about that sound off the fire escape. I can remember playing some Led Zeppelin one night, and my mother would normally not say shit.
Because
she knows some different kinds of music. Yeah, but what she did. I had on Led Zeppelin 3, and I was playing Since I've Been Loving You. And I was trying to keep the sound down because I knew she was going to say some shit. And then she said, turn that light up. And I said, okay. I turned it up, and that nasty blues was wafting all through the house. My father was a blues man, so he loved shit like that.
Yeah.
She was like, all right, if them white boys play like that, let them play. And that's really an encapsulation of the human spirit. You don't give a fuck what you look like.
You remind me of a story about my mom. My mom did not like James Brown. I don't know why he was not like James Brown.
Because he was in pain all the time.
One day, I was at front porch.
Mm-hmm.
I played James Brown for like a half hour.
Remember that old commercial? I think it was for KTEL Records. They were advertising some Motown package and shit. And the guy's on there saying, turn that radio down. And he said,
That's it.
I know, but you get the idea that few things, whether you were on the stoop, whether it was coming from the fire escape, sometimes when it was cool in the building, I'd go up on top to the roof.
Uh-huh.
There was one brother, God bless his soul, who had gone to NAMM, came back a little messed up. His name was Johnny Williams. And Johnny knew us in the building, so, you know, I'd ask him if we can come up and play some music, and he'd say, sure. They'd bring up the little record player and whatnot, hand that shit screaming off the roof. Hell yeah. And not that baby, baby, baby. I mean, like, we talking baby, baby, baby. Yes.
Yep.
That's right. And that love music was wafting all through Harlem. Nothing like it. And that's what Taurus also has in common. We are very musical, or musical, as some would think. And that applies to all of us. Music gets us through a lot of shit. It got me through a couple of deaths in my family and a lot of other stuff. And it is the thing that gives us balance. when things go awry. And some people can't stand something like that because they don't have anything that's as applicable to their lives as much as something like music that helps to, it ain't calming no salvage, no savage beast and shit. It's bringing balance to our emotional scales. Fuck that beast shit. So the bottom line in all of this is that for all the Taurians I know, you know, they like to hammer on us hard because we are strong and we can take it. But there's a point in time when it's like, okay, the weight is the weight. We need a break. Even if it's a small one, but just a break. So that will bring everything to balance. And I'm not talking Libra. I'm talking Taurus here. But once we get that, we're good. And we're able to get that flow out in a manner that befits everyone. That was the whole concept of the mind stream in the first place, to allow that stream of consciousness to work in and out of you. You hear all different types of music, but the common factor and all that, it is soul to these ears. And over the years, some people have been convinced that it's soul to their ears too. And that's what gives us the ability to do these music projects like we do, which seem to have become very successful. People have really given input to them. And, of course, gee, I couldn't do this without you. So we're looking forward as this one, the Big Big Tournament, is starting to come to an end. We've got more good stuff coming up, fun during the summer. And, of course, the ladies and the men, the final four in each group, they'll have a series of concerts against, or I won't say against, more like a pas de deux musically, as the ladies and the gents will serve up some of their best shit. You can kick back and enjoy all of that. But, Doctor, happy birthday, brother. Hang in there. And remember, life is too short. Go and get yours. Because that's what we Taurians do. So, continue. That's right. But anyway, enough with that. Tuesday will be James Brown and Curtis Mayfield, 9 p.m. Eastern, as the Big Big Tournament gets into the quarters and the semifinals. By next week, the final four matchups will be set up. You will enjoy and vote. And again, don't forget to vote. Our Soul Tree page on Facebook, the Gray Leopard Cove page on Facebook. Email G at glcgray@gmail.com. Email us at soultreeontheraw, all one phrase, soultreeontheraw@outlook.com. Any last words, G?
No, I just want people to enjoy this because, you know, another 10 or 15 years, people are going to forget about it. I really believe people are going to forget about this in 15, 20 years because the way the music has changed in the past 20 years, I don't see it returning to that heartbreaking, that soul-shaking, that thoughtful. I don't see that coming again.
Well, I'm with you on a lot of that, G, but I truly believe that if people are exposed to this, they will gravitate to it because it's not just about there's no school like the old school. This is beautiful music.
Yep.
And all of the artists, male and female, instrumental and band, this is part of our culture. They can't take this away. They can say any kind of bullshit they want about, oh, it sounds like this and it sounds like that and it's really not music and whatever the fuck they want to use as an excuse to minimize it.
Yep.
This is our culture. It's part of our culture. It shall remain such. Now, this mind stream will run past the hour. So if you happen to be in the chat room, gremlins as gremlins and all, we will continue
past the hour of 11.
We will continue past the hour of 11. If you cannot, then once we are finished, give it about an hour and change to process, and the show will be there in its entirety. You can just go to the site, Blog Talk, and scoop it up. So for my man G, and for myself and everybody else at the tree, on the editorial tip. We'll see you Tuesday, Curtis Mayfield and James Brown. Wednesday, the Hump Day special, 9 p.m. Eastern. More music on Thursday. And we just do what we do. So kick back and relax. And remember, we endeavor to answer in as many ways as possible the question, what is soul? Wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask, please. It ain't done yet.
Yeah.
And watch your back. Good night.
Together. And I People like us always seem to have it hard. You know, I'm not good enough for you. They don't understand. But we're not the only ones going through changes like this. People all over the world being denied and discriminated, you know. It's always messed up situations, socially, racially, and, you know. But whenever things get extremely bad, always remember that I love you. Go through changes like this. These words in a song is for you, and it's like this.
is gonna
be the sound of your hello, that music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. From my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
cherish the chance. Even when there's no one sitting there, but there is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold. And no one there you can kiss goodnight. Oh, there's nothing there but gloom, but our room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart, and one of us now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game when it ends. They keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home when I climb the stairs. And turn the key, oh, please be there playing that your feeling.
How you gonna be? Where you gonna be? How you gonna be? Where you gonna be? How you gonna be? Where you gonna be? Well, 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 well. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be, still in love with me? Still in love with me.
knowing that you'll see me through another night when we'll feel the joy that makes me smile more and more. And every day I dream of holding you close to me. And every night I find me touching your lips with mine. No.
be. Tonight is gonna be scandalous, cause tonight I'm gonna be your fantasy.
Stay safe, be safe. We will see you Tuesday night at 9 p.m. as Big Bag Tournament continues with Curtis Mayfield and James Brown. Good night.